Hey, everybody, welcome to the big new show with me, Ben Bailey. Show's not that big, admittedly, and it's not that new anymore. This is episode number 17. I'll be here with the lovely and talented Miss Emma Gleason, as usual. Sparky the dog will be upstairs chiming in if we are lucky. He seems very sleepy today, so I don't know if we're going to hear from him. We have a lot of the usual fun stuff planned for you guys tonight. We will, of course, be going live from Vic's Bar, like we do in our first segment, which is not actually live. We got a couple of great news stories, an interesting handling of a certain substance, as we did previously, and then some interesting planting and soil information. We're going to see the wise old man on the mountain. We are going to see another little chunk of stand-up from my actual special, live and uncensored. Just some little snippets I'm sneaking in here from time to time. We are, of course, going to take a couple of viewer questions. We are going to do a movie quote. There's only one tonight. Only one hit me. I don't know why, but after that, we're going to do Sunday, 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 and we're going to have a hell of a great time doing it, everybody, because this is the big new show, episode 17. Let's do it. Hey, everybody, and welcome to episode number 17 of the big new show. It's kind of big. It's kind of new. It's the normal-sized, not-so-new, been-around-a-little-while show. Episode number 17. What's up, everybody? We're live from Vic's Bar. Keep in mind, when I say that, we are not actually live from Vic's Bar. We don't go live. We record the show now. I think you guys all know that and are okay with it. And if you're not, you're not. What are you going to do? How you doing, babe? What's happening?
I'm good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What are you giggling at?
I'm just...
Me?
What's happening? No, is the neighbors.
Oh, the music. Yeah. Man, we have these neighbors that live behind us, and they just... crank up the weirdest music to be cranked up. It's not that it's weird music. It's like you just don't hear that kind of music.
No.
Blasted.
Show tunes,
classical music.
I think it was Pirates of Penzance today.
I wouldn't know.
the life of a pirate for me.
Oh, a pirate's life for me. I know that one, I think. That's from Pirates of Penzance?
I think so.
I thought it was from...
I'm not real familiar with that one.
Peter Pan.
Oh, maybe. It was sounding very Disney-like,
yeah.
The music that was
coming
through.
It's just so weird that that's like blasting. I think they have speakers outside and they put them on and then they forget.
Yeah.
They forget that they're on and they're like at work and Spotify is just cranking the weirdest stuff to the rest of the neighborhood.
You think they're not even at home?
Sometimes. Sometimes I think they're not home when it's happening. Yeah.
It usually doesn't.
Because if they were, they'd be like, what? Oh my God, is that our... What on earth is going on, man?
Like, occasionally when we do have outdoor speakers and we put music on when we're in the yard at times. And occasionally, like, one of my meditation tracks will come on and...
You're in a deep, deep... And all the neighbors are just inadvertently napping in their backyards.
I've, like, liked it and then it gets into, like, a...
It gets into the mix.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so maybe that's what's happening over there with them.
Maybe.
They're not sitting there just queuing up one after another for the neighborhood to listen to.
I don't know, but Sparky was
Sparky
not.
Loves show tunes.
He didn't. He was not having it.
He was unhappy.
He started barking. I was like, that's loud.
That's what he was barking at?
Yeah, and it's not,
oh, wow.
It's not the people behind us.
No, it's like two over.
Yeah, they're like...
In that blue house, that house that's really blue.
Yeah, and we can't like even see anymore this time of year, and you could barely see through the trees like in the winter when all the leaves are gone. That's how far away they are from us.
But it's plenty loud.
I could hear when I opened the door, because it's so windy out, I didn't want to have it.
It's a crazy windy day here again, yeah.
Yeah, didn't need the extra pollen inside.
We're out flying the dog. It's a great day to take pictures in capes. If you're wearing a cape and you need a good photo op, today's the day.
As long as you don't have allergies because you like have bungy red eyes.
Yeah, and you're like,
perfectly streamy.
Allergy man. Welcome to the big new show, guys. This is episode 17. That's real real-time laughter
coughing.
And coughing in the room. It's time for our first drive-by.
Awesome.
It's a cash cab drive-by, folks. That means it's time to take a sip of your beverage. Be it beer, be it water, be it whiskey, be it wine. You take a sip of yours, and I'll take a sip of mine. Mine is, as usual, a Stella Artois. Cheers, everybody. Welcome to tonight's program, the 17th episode. That's right. Get your groove on, everybody. If you're at home, you should be doing the booty dance. Some sort of a dance, wherever you are. Take a sip, dance, try not to do both at the same time and spill your drink.
I think they can do it in public. I don't think.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Wherever you are, it doesn't matter if you're just at home.
Right.
Yeah, I corrected myself. All right, so by popular demand, Emma has been bugging me. Make sure you have interesting facts about the number 17 for tonight's program,
because
I need to get my nap in, she said. Okay, here's...
rest my eyes a little.
Yeah, rest your eyes
show.
A little early on in the show. It's fun. I have some interesting stuff about the number 17. Mm. I'm sticking with this, because I think it's... It's not like the most amazing stuff, you know, like atomic numbers and that sort of stuff, but there's usually something in there that I think is pretty interesting.
Okay.
Like this first thing today.
All right.
According to research done by MIT, the number 17 is the most common randomly chosen number between 1 and 20. Isn't that interesting?
Hmm.
Now, this isn't a completely random occurrence because they've done the test several times with the same results.
I was just going to say random isn't random.
Random isn't random.
But
no such thing as random.
It's not random because they have a theory or a reason for it.
Right, yeah, they're just saying that it's not a random occurrence. It happens.
It didn't just happen one time.
It happened over and over. They asked a certain number of people to choose a number between 1 and 20, and a very large percentage of them, for some reason, choose the number 17.
Huh.
Isn't that weird? That doesn't make any sense to me. Who knows why?
Hmm.
They must have just been like, this is awfully perplexing. Let's do it again. And then they're like, holy shit, it happened again. And again, again.
There you go.
So I thought that was pretty interesting.
That is
so
interesting, Don.
If someone says to you, hey, pick a number between 1 and 20, don't choose 17. Because they, if they're like trying to do a trick or something on you, probably know that. And they are going to bet on you picking the number 17.
Right.
So go with 16 and a half. So that's a pretty interesting number 17 fact. Look,
yeah.
She's smiling. She liked it. Next interesting fact about the number 17. Followers of Islam must perform 17 raka'as, or sets of prayers and movements in each of their five daily times of prayer. They do 17 prayers and movements in each one of those. That is dedication to a religion right there. Hats off.
That is interesting, but that's not to do with 17 to me. That's just to do with...
Now you're going to come at me from another angle about my segment?
Yep.
This is payback for all the questions I ask about the news items. I just thought that was interesting that they do 17 of them each time, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know what 17 times 5 is, but that's a lot of prayers and movements.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't feel like doing them.
It's
85.
There were some studies done in the past that people who...
As opposed to studies done in the future?
I had a little thing, like...
sorry.
It was a little cartoon clip that I'd cut out of a thing.
Yeah.
About this when I was at school on my little notice board or whatever. Sorry, I'm not speaking into the microphone enough.
Yeah, we need to get you.
I'm a little self-conscious about my voice being croaky, I guess.
That's all right, croaky croaks.
Holding back from the microphone isn't going to improve it.
It is not. No, it'll probably make it worse.
Yeah.
I just want to make sure everyone can hear your lovely speaking voice.
Oh, thank you, darling. People who practice religion, elderly people who practice religion, are healthier than elderly people who don't, they found out.
Huh.
The study...
Who practice religion.
Yeah.
As opposed to actually getting in there and doing it.
So
that makes them healthier. That's interesting.
Yeah, and they were in the little clip was people, it was like people kneeling and standing up and stuff. And it was just kind of, I don't know why it struck me as funny.
Right, it's exercise. Stand up, sit down, kneel, mm-hmm. sit, stand, kneel, sit,
yeah.
sit, stand, kneel. And like just getting out of the house once a week.
Mm-hmm.
Those things alone probably help.
Yeah, I think so too.
A little bit of wine, a little bit of bread. I think I've got this figured out.
And you know what? The number one thing for mental health and healthiness in general, they're finding more and more, is community and involvement in community.
Huh.
Keeps people healthier than so many other factors.
If you set aside germs and the spread of the spread of viruses.
So, yeah.
Right?
Outdoor community.
Outdoor community with masks on.
That's the healthiest.
Okay, so I know we had some talk about the number 13. That's when this all began.
When you're speaking about?
The fear of the number 13. Back on episode 13, if you remember.
I wanted to make you say it, though.
Triskaidekaphobia?
Thank you.
That's what I was speaking about. I thought that was really interesting, you know, that some buildings don't have a 13th floor,
yeah.
which really they just don't have the number 13 on a button in the elevator. They still have a 13th floor.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not
sometimes
called that.
Sometimes used for maintenance.
Yeah, sometimes used for maintenance or storage, right? So the number 17,
mm-hmm.
most places in the world consider 13 to be an unlucky number. In Italy, they consider 17 to be an unlucky number.
Because the most people pick it when a random.
Because the most MIT students chose it in a... No, because it goes back to the Romans.
Huh.
In Roman numerals, 17 is XVII.
Right.
Which, when rearranged, is XVIXI, another way of writing it. Which means, in Latin, Vixi, V-I-X-I, means I have lived.
Oh.
Which essentially means I am dead. For that reason, according to this website, 17 is considered a very unlucky number in Italy, and apparently the airline Alitalia doesn't have a 17th row on its planes.
Wow.
And some hotels in Italy do not have a room 17 and will use the 17th floor for storage and other things.
Wow. Okay, now
crazy?
We're getting there.
Right?
It's getting more interesting now, babe.
Okay, thanks. I appreciate it. I'm glad. Now we'll get to the boring stuff.
We just leave that off.
No, I have more here. It's actually pretty good.
Okay, cool.
So there is a fear. There is a word for the fear of the number 17.
Yeah.
And it's heptadecaphobia.
Well, of course.
Of course it is. Because a heptadecagon is a 17-sided object.
Yeah.
Boring stuff. Atomic number is 17. Total syllables in a haiku. 17.
Okay.
You need to use 17 different muscles to smile.
You know, it takes less muscles to smile than it does to frown.
Yeah, how many does it take to frown? 18 or more.
I don't know, but more, yeah.
18 or more muscles to frown, everybody. So
I think.
Get your exercise in.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder how many of them are the same. A lot of them are the same muscles. And Andrew Johnson was the 17th president of the U.S. He became president when Lincoln was assassinated.
Oh, okay.
He was vice president. He grew up poor. He never went to school. And he was a tailor before he entered politics. He was also the first president to be impeached by Congress. Which
wow.
he was for firing the Secretary of War, whoever that was. And that's it. That's all my interesting number 17 stuff. And I think I've won Emma over, you guys. I know you guys liked it anyway because you said so in your comments. So I was going to keep doing it. But I think I've just won her over today, which is time for a blow up.
Oh, dear.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear. Oh, dear.
Oh, dear. What can the matter be?
What is that? You know too many of these songs. I think it's
time. Three old ladies got lost in the lavatory. They were there from Sunday to Saturday. Nobody knew they were there.
Oh, my God. What is that?
That's a song.
How big is the lavatory that three old ladies got lost in there for a week?
No, locked.
Locked. Oh.
Sorry, did I say
at least
lost?
That makes more sense. No, that's what I heard. But.
That's something my dad used to sing when
I was
hilarious. A kid.
Three old ladies got locked in the lavatory.
Yeah.
They were there from Sunday to Saturday.
It's an old song. Mm. I like since heard a recording of it years later. But it just, it used to boggle my mind when I was a kid.
Yeah, it's a little strange.
So there was three old ladies. I had this idea they were all in there to clean it.
Oh, yeah, maybe. I wasn't picturing that.
And I was just thinking one toilet cubicle.
Right.
Like one toilet. Yeah. A stall. But I'm, you know, and how are they all fitting in there? And why are they all in there together cleaning it?
And they've been locked. Who would lock them in there?
Yeah. And how did they not notice? And
I guess no one used the lavatory for that whole week.
As a church lavatory.
There you go. That explains that.
Everybody left. Locked the door.
Everyone left on Sunday.
Didn't come back
till Saturday. They must have been starving.
But I was like thinking, oh, they're taking the lid off the back of the toilet and drinking water out of that to survive these poor old ladies.
Your dad's like, it's just a song.
I never said this stuff out loud.
Until now?
Yes.
Oh, wow. That's awesome. And it makes me think of a movie quote.
Oh, at least they had a toilet to go to.
Yeah, we'll get right back to that because it continues to be interesting and entertaining. The movie quote is, I never told anyone about the deer until now.
Oh dear.
Oh dear is right. Three ladies.
I don't know that one.
Locked in a lavatory. That's funny that your dad would just sort of sing that. And
oh, my dad sang a lot.
But
yeah.
I imagine. And he didn't... He didn't explain any of the songs. He does. I've heard him sing. We've been on trips. I've heard your dad sing.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
What have you heard my dad sing?
I have no idea. I can tell you. Just the classics. Right. Three Ladies in the Lavatory. Row, Row, Row Your Boat. No. I don't know. You guys were singing to the little one on the trip when we were in Hawaii.
Oh,
you guys sang a lot in that.
Yeah, to my knees.
Yeah, I was like, could you guys keep it down? I'm trying to drive. Just kidding. It was actually very nice.
Yeah, and kept her from crying and screaming. And
yes.
Yeah. Kept her entertained.
Remember how huge the surf was?
Oh, my God. It's insane.
We were in Hawaii. Twice now we've been in Hawaii, and they were like, this is the biggest the waves have been in 40 years. And we were like, you guys said that a year ago.
Did
we were
they?
Here.
Wow.
But they were
it was two times.
Huge.
Yeah,
twice. Two different trips.
Yeah.
Once we were at Turtle Bay, which is an awesome place, which is in the movie Forgetting Sarah Marshall. If anybody's wondering about it. Mm. And we were randomly there at the same time as the Wanderlusters, you remember?
Yes.
Which was like
twice.
Two times that happened?
Two times, I think.
I just remember we were like sitting at dinner and the dudes at the next table are just like so interesting. Like, I feel like there's some weird, like, singles kind of thing going on.
Oh, really?
Swingles kind of thing going on with the Wanderlusters.
Oh.
But I don't know. Maybe not.
Well, I mean, I don't know. A lot of yogis going there.
There were a lot of yogis, yeah.
Like, they were partying on across the hall from us.
They were, yes.
After. So
Very loud.
I don't know if it's, like, an official thing, but I bet a lot of those people doing that are, you know, looking to meet people.
I think they are, for sure.
Yeah.
Which is fine, unless you happen to be there by accident and you're not looking to meet people and you're like, wait, hold up. We're just trying to have a buffet breakfast here, man.
Yeah.
But I remember we were standing on the balcony and I was like, the surf doesn't seem that big. And then you were like, look over here. And you were like, and told me, look in further to the coastline and look at the trees.
Yeah, look in the distance.
And it was, the waves were taller than the palm trees.
Yeah.
So these are like 40-foot swells. Yeah. Like, they were huge.
Yeah.
Unreal.
Yeah.
Just, you just sit there and watch it forever. It's just really, really kind of breathtaking.
But winter is the time of year that it gets really big there.
Right. Yeah, it's twice. We were there in the winter, and it was like that.
Northern Hemisphere winter, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Super fun, man. Those are great trips in my mind. Well, another time we were laying there on the beach just watching whales breaching on the horizon, like one after another.
That was crazy.
And nobody was really noticing, you know. And we're just like swimming and playing and it's like, oh my God, there are whales breaching just like Within a 10-second period, you would see one for
sure. You think they're not going to be. Like, it's my imagination. It's not really whales.
Yeah, that can't really be whales jumping out of the ocean. And it was, it was
sticking
awesome.
Sticking their tails up and stuff. But yeah, it was out there, but they were
They were pretty far out. Yeah. You know, but clearly that's what it was.
Yeah.
And the lifeguard came and pointed it out to us, and they were like, we're the only ones who are actually watching. Why are you telling us? And then we snorkeled. And we saw the Ahuma Huma Nuka Nuka Apua.
Yes.
Picasso triggerfish.
Yeah.
State fish of Hawaii.
Which, of course, Ben has a song about.
I did write a song about it. We had that great. We
you
got
think
it.
I have sing funny songs.
Do you know the state fish of Hawaii? Oh, that's a fun song.
Yeah.
We got out. We came out of the airport and got into the shuttle van to go up to Turtle Bay. And the driver... I might have told this story on Working From Home. I don't know.
Yeah.
But the driver got very excited. He recognized me, and he was like, I'm going to turn the tables on you. I'm going to start asking you questions.
I didn't think he recognized you that one. I mean, he did, I know that happens a ton, but I thought he recognized you later in the trip, but I thought
he did. That's why he started asking me trivia questions.
But he said he asks everybody that.
Yeah.
So it wasn't... turn the tables on you.
No, it was. He said that. He said that ahead of time.
Okay.
You realize we're recording a show right now.
I'm sorry, I was going to say.
Tiny little details like that don't really matter that much.
Right. All of these
I just feel like I started to run and you tripped me at the starting line.
Sorry, babe.
That's okay.
But it makes your story better later, I thought.
Better later?
Keep going.
Oh, my goodness. What do you mean? I don't understand. It's like you're speaking to me in some sort of code. Are you saying I need to, like, this is going to blow some part of the story that comes later? In my memory, the guy was like, holy shit, it's the cash cab guy. I'll start asking you trivia questions.
Mm-hmm.
And he did.
Okay.
And I knew the answer to what is the state fish of Hawaii, and he was kind of blown away by that.
Yes.
How do you remember it?
I remember that he was saying he asks everyone who gets in his cab that, and you were the first person ever to know.
Yeah,
the answer
he did say
that.
Okay. He did say that.
So,
but he did start asking me questions after he said he knew me from cash cab.
Right. It's just there's a lot of times people have done that kind of thing when we get into cabs.
It's true. It's true.
And they run together and
yeah.
Like people, I never remember who.
He started giving us all sorts of facts about Hawaii, and then he was like, "Wait a minute. Why am I giving you all the facts? Let's see what you know."
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
He just told us that Dole owns the Dole Pineapple Company owns like so much of the island.
Yeah, we were driving past the areas, like they own all that there. All those pineapples are theirs.
Yeah, and he said of a huge percentage of the land and everything, but
yeah.
But so he was like, okay, so what's the state fish of Hawaii? And I was like, Huma Huma Nuk Nuk Abwa, and he was just like, what?
Reef geek.
Yeah. Bugs Bunny taught me that.
Oh, that's right. Of course.
That's how I first learned it.
But, we were lucky enough to see Huma Huma.
Mm-hmm.
Not a live one, but a...
Not a live one, but a flat one that holds on to our spatulas and utensils that we use while we're cooking.
Spoon holder.
He just lays there on the counter. And we put dirty spoons on his face. He's very helpful.
Mm-hmm. But we saw them. We saw a bunch of them when we went
snorkeling.
Oh,
there's tons of them, yeah.
On the beach.
You could hardly go in with the snorkel
like,
and the mask
God, we
without
saw
seeing
one.
Them. Yeah.
Oh, and there's another. Like, and there's another. There's going.
Oh, my God. We've seen 75 of them.
Yeah, it was awesome. It was very
super
cool.
Cool. Super cool.
Very cool.
I think it's time for a news story, babe. What do you think?
Okay, cool.
It's weird, it's wild, it's wacky. It's Sunday, not Wednesday. And we do it every week, so it's weekly. And sometimes there's stories that take place in other parts of the world, so it's worldly. It's Emma's Weird, Wild, Wacky Wednesday Weekly World News.
Alrighty. So this story is about a man from Detroit.
Oh, I like it already.
Who's been arrested and is now... facing some charges.
Oh, boy. Oh, God. I can't imagine what it's going to be. What did he do?
He's smart.
He's a smart guy.
Intelligent, resourceful man.
Oh, wow. This is getting more and more interesting.
Of 42 or 43, they say, living on the west side of Detroit. Here's a picture of his home.
Okay.
He installed a vending machine on the outside of it.
Brick.
Okay. And then, like, that's the neighborhood there. So you get an idea of...
It's like a pretty nice neighborhood.
Yeah.
A very brick house. He installed a vending machine outside his house.
Yeah, on the outside of it.
That seems like a reasonable place to set it up, I guess.
Yeah, and he was...
as opposed to inside.
Making some good money from it selling marijuana.
Oh, my goodness.
And when I read the story, I thought, oh, okay, this has got to be inner city somewhere.
Right.
But no, it's like...
What town is it in?
Very suburban.
Does it say specific which burb?
It said West Side.
West Side of Detroit.
The street name is...
Yeah, in case you guys want to swing by and pick up some weed.
Well, the reason...
weed vending machine.
You can't anymore.
Outside his house. Wow.
Metatal Street.
Metatal Street.
I've seen...
Some people are like, I live right around the corner.
But it was there for 4 years before.
4 years later, they're like, all right, look, man.
The
cops kept coming by and they're like, somebody's going to have to do something about this pretty soon. Boop, 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 boop.
Right. It's crazy.
So wait, is weed legal in Michigan?
Okay, yeah. So it is. I looked this up. So it's, but...
I thought it was.
But you need to be...
but you have to be registered and...
Yeah.
Allowed by the state to be selling it.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Okay. You can't just...
yeah, basically. Yeah, and you... I mean, the issue with selling it from a vending machine is that it's not taking ID and you have to be 21 years old to buy it.
You have to be 21. Okay, yeah.
But the much bigger issue with this man was that... when they arrested him, they found that there was weapons in his house, and he already has felony convictions, so he's not supposed to be a gun collector, as he was claiming to be.
He's a gun collector.
Yeah, and he was just storing some of them
for people
who were...
Another vending machine in the garage with pistols.
He's storing some of them for people who are out of town.
I'm holding these for my...
He knew. He had some good... And
he's like, the weed machine is mine.
And he told them how much money he was making from the weed machine because he wanted them to think that he was doing that and not selling the guns. To people.
To, like, you know, explain his giant income.
Yeah. So $2,000 a day, he said.
$2,000 a day from the weed machine.
Yes. So I was like, oh, damn. Some serious money in these vending machines.
That's a lot. He's going through a lot. I wonder where he's getting it.
The weed?
The weed, yeah.
Yeah, so...
I mean, $2,000 a day. I mean, I don't know anything about it, but how much... How many bags or, you know... That's a lot. That is a lot of weed.
Yeah, so they found a lot of weed in the house. They found...
A lot of weed, a lot of guns. A lot of cereal.
And that was the bigger issue, was not... I mean, I think now that... that recreational use of marijuana is legal in Michigan, it wouldn't have been as big a deal...
Yeah. Yeah. If he didn't have guns
on the up and up, but yeah, having all the guns in the house, a lot of cash.
How many guns? Do you know how many guns?
12,000, more than 12,000 in cash.
Oh, jeez. I thought you're saying more than 12,000 guns. I was like,
oh,
holy
God, no.
Shit.
Yeah, that's a ton of guns.
That's high even for Michigan. Sorry, Michiganders.
No, 18 guns, 12,000 in cash. Okay, so, but this is probably the most interesting part.
Oh my God, really?
Of this story is how they found, they said they, it's so weird. I was like reading these stories and I kept digging deeper and looking further and further. It took me a while
you
of digging
dig
to find the most interesting part of it. They said they
That's
got an
insane.
Anonymous tip.
An okay. anonymous tip?
All right, this is the tip. TikTok video that went viral. I should probably turn the volume down.
No, that's okay. TikTok video is how they got the tip.
Yeah, this TikTok video that went viral talking about saying, so I was today years old when I found out Detroit had a vending machine for tree.
so I was today years old.
Yeah, so that's the side.
I like that. That's kind of fun all by itself. That's, I was today years old.
Yeah, but that's a thing that...
that people say?
Yeah, a lot on...
on TikTok?
Social media.
Oh. Didn't know that. When I found out Detroit had a vending machine for tree.
Yeah, so it takes...
not trees, tree.
Yeah.
That's the difference.
That's the side of his house there, and that's the vending machine on it. You can see amazing screen.
Is it a picture of Einstein?
Yes. Yeah, Einstein,
Einstein
blazing
with a joint
it up.
In his mouth.
It takes... and there's the street address, the street...
oh my God!
Corner.
So all the information they needed was in this TikTok video.
Yep, that went viral.
That's the new beat cop. Somebody sits at their desk
oh
and watches
goodness.
TikTok videos.
Oh, seriously? Yeah.
You can find out everything you need to know about somebody.
Yeah, there's I think a lot of. I mean, I
did the now did the guy make
my,
the video?
If my TV watching is to be believed, a lot of police work is now done.
Is now done on social media.
Yeah, or yeah. on the internet.
Right.
So. What was your question, Dylan?
Is the person that posted the video is not? Is that like his neighbor? I mean, it's not, it wasn't him. Obviously, they're saying I just discovered.
Yeah, yeah. So
but he's like, man, why are you blowing up my spot?
I
had this thing for 4 years.
They were like sharing it with people, and it's not the only TikTok video about it. I found there was another one that
oh,
was
wow.
like, so yeah.
Jeez. And so now he's locked up.
Yeah. Oh, he's out on bail.
He's
at
out
the
on
moment.
Bail.
But I guess they took all his cash, so he can, like,
right. So he can't fill the machine again.
Well, and then you can see in these images here that like there's a gate up at the side of the.
Oh yeah.
And I don't know that that was there before. I think that was like installed later. Because now it's a crime scene.
A crime scene. Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't go through the gate.
But yeah, so that people can't get to the vending machine anymore.
How annoyed would you be if it wouldn't take your dollar?
It accepts credit cards and Apple Pay.
you're trying to put a dollar in there and it just keeps rejecting it. Oh my God.
Well, I think that's great. Like, how well set up is he that it accepted credit cards and Apple Pay?
He is very well set up.
And there was like the little slot thing.
He just
thing.
Needs a permit. And it's going to be hard for him to get one now.
Well, he wouldn't have been able to before because he had felony convictions,
right.
I imagine.
Right.
He's not supposed to be, wasn't supposed to be collecting weapons.
yeah.
But anyway, I thought.
It's just a collection.
Yeah.
It's just someone, some artwork.
Someone who could really be like, you know. Doing some great stuff with their mind. He's definitely an intelligent man.
Why do you say that? Because of how he set up the machine and all that?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like resourceful.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, kept it running. He had an employee there that lived with him. Like he's making $2,000 a day, like off a machine on
he
the side of his house.
He had an employee that lived there.
Yes.
So, like, what are they doing? It's a vending
man
machine.
Keeping it stocked. So.
I guess. He can't even be bothered to do that. He doesn't have to sell it. He just has to keep it full that he hired somebody. He was living the life, man.
Yeah, I don't know. That's what he said in the police report. So.
Right.
I don't know.
Interesting. Criminals, weird criminals, up to weird stuff.
Yeah.
Keeping us entertained.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see what the wise old man has to say about all this.
Oh, okay, cool.
I lost the contact lens. It's right. It was right around here somewhere. I come up here yesterday with my wife, and we were looking at the view. It was beautiful. It's still beautiful, but I can only see it with my left eye at this point. You think you guys could help me out? It's kind of dusty around here, I know. So even if I do find it, it's probably going to be a mess. I'm certainly not going to put it in my eye as it is if I find it on the path, you know what I mean? But it's prescription, and it's not one of those disposable kinds, so I kind of want to find it. So if you guys could maybe... maybe move around, look around. It's why you're just standing there looking at me. I could use your help. I'm blind in one eye. I mean, legally. I'm not really blind. I could see some stuff, you know, but I need the other one. I'm not supposed to drive. I only have the one, you know, and I'm not supposed to drive if I only have the one. So, okay, thanks. Yeah, I said I was up here last night with my wife, and I lost a contact lens. I didn't realize it till we were back down the bottom, and so I didn't have the energy to come up. So, yeah, have a look around if you could. I got one eye. I mean, not really, but...
Poor old fellow lost a contact lens.
The wise old man is married?
I guess he is. I hadn't realized he was married.
There you go.
Until that clip.
I don't know. I'm not sort of trusting him so much anymore. That seemed
you
to
trusted
be...
him before it. Because he's up to no good. There's no question about it. Here's a new part of the show where we're both just cough laughing for several seconds.
Man. I just thought he was a harmless, wise old man.
With all the fires and the car theft and the stealing of purses and bikes. And he's a criminal.
Isn't it funny like how
he's
much...
He's not wise. He's a criminal. He's just old.
Isn't it funny how much you forgive people when you like them?
Yeah.
Like you watch a movie.
You like him? What do you mean? What do you mean you like him?
You watch a movie or a TV show and you like the character.
Oh, you root for the protagonist.
And they're doing...
no matter how shitty they are,
terrible
if they're a good
things.
One.
Yeah. Yeah, if you like them.
Yeah.
But then...
Don Draper. You're like, you son of a bitch. God, I hope you make it.
Yeah.
Mad Men. He was so much like that for me. Like, Hamm. John Hamm is great as Don Draper.
I didn't get that far into that series.
Right, yeah. I know you didn't see that much of it. But, like, he does horrible stuff.
Yeah.
And... you're just rooting for him.
Yeah.
You can't help it. He's also been through a lot, had a rough
right.
Had a rough go.
Yeah, they
that
did
helps.
Show, I remember them showing background of him as a kid.
Yeah,
stuff.
He had a he, so. Character had a rough time, and so you forgive him more and more, but you're rooting for him anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a big part of a protagonist's appeal, is that mm-hmm. you're just rooting for them regardless.
Mm-hmm.
Without that, you know, a lot of shows are kind of lost.
And then it's funny, we were talking the other day about how like there's a bunch of protagonists now that just aren't nice and great people.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, they don't have to do really bad stuff and you don't like them so much.
Yeah, and you don't like them anyway. Yeah.
Like Carrie.
Well, I suppose Dexter is a really great example.
Oh, God, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You're rooting for him. You're like, he is murdering people. He murders someone every episode.
Yeah, but.
If not a couple of people.
Yeah.
But you really want him to succeed because he's only killing the bad people.
Yeah, yeah. You like him, so you justify it that way.
Right, and you're just invested in them, you know? If you're kind of seeing things from their perspective,
yes.
You are inclined to... to yeah. root for them, and you have a vested interest in them surviving.
Yeah.
So, really interesting stuff.
Yeah.
Cool. I think it's time for a viewer question.
Okay, honey.
It's viewer questions, folks. It's the part of the show where we take a question from a viewer, and we answer it, and then we give it back. Questions are yours to keep once they've been asked and answered.
Okay, so I was so happy I got so many questions.
Nice.
This last week.
Great.
We did that post on YouTube. Right. There's the picture.
The mysterious picture.
Yeah.
It has a weird glow about it.
people asked, Laura Miskin asked, first question, what are the giant towers of shells behind you that look like Christmas trees? Not here. In the picture.
Oh, okay.
That was just some decorative stuff.
It's a Christmas tree, isn't it?
No. Oh.
I thought... no. Oh. I thought it was a picture at the hotel with the Christmas tree behind us.
Yes.
Right.
I didn't think they were Christmas trees. I just thought they were decorative. They were covered in white shells.
Oh, okay. Those were shells. Yep, they were shell towers. Yeah. They were giant towers of shells. That's where we live.
I don't know. It was years ago. I don't remember.
I didn't realize. I couldn't really tell what was in the background. But it was at the hotel, but not at Christmas time.
Yes.
Right. So they decorate the tree with seashells in the off season.
Here it is. They're just decorative.
Oh, yeah. I don't remember those at all.
No, I don't either. I didn't pay a lot of attention. But, okay. So, exciting first question. Answer for the first question.
Yes, those are giant towers of seashells.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for your question, Laura.
And then she asks, Ben, how do you usually practice new material? Just in front of Sparky, by bouncing ideas off Emma, friends and family. Wait, are we the guinea pigs?
The answer is yes, all of the above. I'll try an occasional joke out on Sparky once in a while. You know, honestly, I try it out. And if you're looking back before COVID, material was always tried out on stage, you know. But I think I'm unique in this. If I have a good bit, I know it.
Yeah.
I know it ahead of time, you know. Like, I have been known to come up with a whole, like, 3-minute, 4-minute bit in about 3 or 4 minutes as I'm jotting it down. And then I just know that I'm like, this is going to work. This is good. And there's other bits where, I'm like, I don't know.
Mm.
But I usually don't even bother with those. If I'm not sure, and I don't even, it doesn't make it.
You don't even.
It doesn't
try
even make
out.
It to the let's try it out
phase.
Now, that said, once we are into the pandemic and the working from home shows, you guys were definitely the guinea pigs, and everything was brand new. I literally made all of that stuff up on the spot, you know, or through that time, I would make some little notes through the week when something popped into my head, and I just tried it out live.
Right. And to start with, you doing old bits.
Occasionally I would do an old bit or two, yeah.
Yeah. But you were doing 40 odd minutes of every week.
It was madness. Yeah. I don't know what was keeping me going at that point. Just pure desperation. Need to do something.
Yeah.
100 hours of nonsense for your listening pleasure. But now I'm kind of back to the old thing. I'll try it out on stage. I'll work it in. I won't just do like, oh, here. I mean, there's different phases, right? If I'm done with a set, if I've just recorded a special and I'm like, that's it for that set, and I can't do it anymore, I've done it so much, then I'm just like starting fresh. And I'll just go cold into a new set with only new material and say, you can't do any of the old stuff tonight. You got to work on this, you know. But at this point, my old set is so old that I actually have like another 20 minutes that's new that will turn into my next hour.
Okay.
Once I record the existing hour. Yeah, I have like 20 minutes of a new set.
Mm-hmm.
I have so much material. It's ridiculous.
You do. It's insane.
I still have a lot that I've never done anywhere, you know.
Yeah, and recorded. It's funny sometimes I like talk to someone about something and I say, oh, Ben has a bit about that. I have to send it to you.
Right.
And then I ask you where I can find it and you're like, I haven't recorded that. Like,
yeah, I never recorded that one. I just told it to you 17 times when it crossed my mind.
Like the bit about men and women being different when it comes to illness. Like that is one of my favorite
love that one.
Bits.
Yeah, I should record that somewhere.
Yeah.
Huh.
I love that bit.
Speaking of bits, here's a little bit of one. From my Live and Uncensored special.
Oh.
I just got to stop off over at Fifth Third Bank real quick. and get some cash out. That's a real bank. That's an actual bank. Fifth Third Bank. With all those foofs and foofs in there. And numbers in a way that doesn't work. Fifth Third Bank? Really? It's not Fifth Bank, it's not Third Bank, it's Fifth Third Bank. How many fucking banks do you have before you have a Fifth Third one? How many fucking banks do you own before you're breaking them down into groups and then numbering them within the groups. I have five groups of five banks, and this is the third bank in my fifth group. It's my fifth third bank.
That's a real place. Fifth third bank. And that's the tail end of the Ruth's Chris Steakhouse bit.
That's awesome.
Thanks, babe. So much fun coming up with those and performing those. I haven't done those bits in ages.
Yeah.
Hope you guys enjoyed them. And thanks for the question, Laura Miskin.
I want to add a little bit to it.
You want to keep going with it?
I just want to say, yes, that Ben used to try bits out on me. Like often.
Oh, you want to go further with the answer to the question?
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, I used to, but too many times this was our response. And I'd be like, that's. I think I'll.
I'm not
test stuff on you.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'd be in the kitchen, like, cooking or cleaning up or something, and you'd be sitting at the table, and you would tell me a bit, and you thought, oh, it'd be really funny and stuff. And in the beginning, I was like, oh my God, he's lost it. Like, he used to be a really good comedian. And now, since I've been with him, he's just like, oh dear. Like, and I didn't think it was something you could make a joke out of or could be a bit, and it didn't seem that funny to me. And then...
Don't worry, folks, this is going somewhere.
Yeah, some time would go by, and like 3 or 4 weeks later, I'd like go on the road with you, and I would see you do the bit on stage, and I'd be dying laughing.
That's
and
right,
I'm
blowing
like,
it up.
And I'm like, how is this funny? How did you make that into, like, and it has a lot to do with presentation. You're not giving
right,
me
when
quite
when I just, like,
the...
tell you the idea, you'd be like, what?
Yeah.
And I don't think I would make it very clear to you what the idea was or what was the funny part of it. But it's no...
But, yeah, it's a big difference. And then your mind works on it, and then you work on it, and, like, there's a lot of stages of evolution.
Yeah, totally. For some of them. Those ones that I was talking about before where I just write,
right.
The whole thing just pours out. I'm like, wow, that's a whole chunk that I love.
Yeah.
That happens. And then there's others that it takes a while.
Yeah.
For them to evolve.
Mm-hmm. But you have like stacks of notebooks.
Oh, I have
house
a,
with
yeah,
just...
I have a farm league of of bits that, you know, I mean, hundreds of them.
And then you
I need
have...
to go through those again and, you know, see what's in there.
Yeah. And then there's all the bits that you've retired because other people, too many other people wrote bits about the same thing, or someone else had
yep.
a bit that was
yep.
on the same topic.
Or someone just out and out stole it. And I'm like, oh, I
yep.
guess I can't do that anymore.
Yeah. And rather than having anyone say, oh, your bit's the same as this person's bit, you just give it up.
You have to get rid of it, yeah.
Amazing. But
you know, like if somebody's just going to, if it's something that someone could steal so easily, then, you know. Maybe you want to do something a little more unique.
But you're not doing that anymore. People are not going to be like, that's not an invitation for people to steal your bits.
No, of course
not. And
let
you give them up because if you see Ben do a bit once, I'm just saying, like.
Yeah, did you hear what Bailey said? You can steal his bits and he'll just stop doing them. So free for all.
Yeah.
That's cute that you were worried about that. Let's do a drive-by. It's been a while. It's a cash cab drive-by, folks. Woohoo! Don't steal my bits.
Or I'll come after you.
Or Emma will come after you. No, that's motivation for them to steal them.
Oh,
I will come after you.
Yeah, I'm not going to be coming after them in a good way. And if I'm coming after them, you're backing me up.
Cheers, folks. Take a drink of your drink. And toast yourself. You've been through some shit, and you survived. So do a little dance and have a little drink. And say, hey, man, I deserve this.
Oh, yeah.
I deserve to kick back and relax a little bit.
Oh,
have a couple of laughs. Have a sip of a beverage.
Really deserve this green tea.
Yes, you do. Hey, that's a delicious beverage.
Yeah.
Green tea that you enjoy. So, I mean, that's the whole idea. It doesn't have to be alcohol.
You know, it's not that delicious. It's not. I'm not
okay,
drinking.
No, that's a different story. Why don't you drink a drink that you like?
It's nice, but it's not, you know, it's getting a bit strong at the bottom here now, and it doesn't...
And that's not better? when it's strong like that?
No.
No, yeah. So that's a sign of a bad drink.
But it's like,
if it's stronger at the bottom and that's worse instead of better.
It's helping my brain work.
Oh. And maybe I should have some of that.
Yeah.
Green tea. The caffeine is good for you when you're having migraine type issues.
Yeah.
And energy issues.
Yeah, and when you're still recovering from COVID and you're...
Oh, right, yeah.
And your brain is a little sleepy.
Tested negative. Hooray.
Yay.
Means I get to go to Chicago.
Chicago.
I am, in fact, in Chicago right now.
Wow, that's amazing.
Or no, I'm in Des Moines, Iowa. Sorry. Oh. I'm in Des Moines, Iowa, getting ready to do some crazy stuff out on some farms and tractors, folks.
Mm.
We'll tell you about that another time.
That'll be cool. You'd be able to tell everyone when you get back.
But that's where I am right now.
Oh.
While you're watching this. I am in Des Moines, Iowa.
Very
where
cool.
The corn side is crispier.
The corn side?
It's from an old cereal commercial.
Oh, I thought that was going to be a quote. I thought you were going for a different button there.
No, only one movie quote thus far in the program.
How surprising.
Yeah, that's not a lot.
I thought it was two, no?
No, just one.
All right.
Just one so far.
There you go.
You're going too fast, babe. You're moving too quickly. Slow it down. You're about to hit warp speed.
Oh, dear.
Hang on. Okay. Here we go.
Oh, wow. Tell you what. That makes me feel like I just hit up the marijuana vending machine.
Is that thing still around? I'm going to pop over there. You got a couple of quarters? It only takes Apple Pay. That stuff, I guess, could be happening at some point. With marijuana becoming legal, like maybe you will be able to get it from a vending machine at some point.
How would they police the...
I don't know.
I mean, you can't get alcohol or cigarettes. You can get... from vending machines, but just inside bars. Right?
Well, I mean, at some point they'll be able to read a driver's license or something, I would think.
Right, right. How can you do that here?
I'm surprised that no one just, like, took the whole vending machine and bolted, you know, like, it was built into the wall.
No, it
I
was
guess.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
From the
Because otherwise they'd be like, oh, look, a big box full of weed and money. Throw it in the truck.
Yeah, it was seriously built in. And I'm imagining, I mean, some of the weaponry with something to do with...
Right, yeah. People were like, yeah, he also has a gun collection.
Yeah.
That he's not afraid to use. That reminds me of those guys. There were some guys years ago in the 70s or 80s. Banks had night deposit boxes. Right? So these guys made fake ones and put them in front of the real ones.
Right.
And stood, like, mounted them outside the bank in front of the actual deposit box, and then people would come in and put their deposits in, and then they would come and put it in their van and take it away, and then go and put it back. Take it away and put it back.
And they were doing it for a while,
right? They were doing it for a while,
before. Yeah. It's crazy. In Australia...
Now you can, there's cameras everywhere.
Mm.
They wouldn't get too far with that today.
We had, like, a family friend. These people, very brazen, put a little electronic device on the bank thing. So when you zip your card and it, like, takes the info and blah, blah, they were collecting all their info off the people's cards.
For their own personal...
Yeah.
And then selling it.
Using it, I guess, to, like, I think they took money from their accounts with it.
Wow.
Or something. There's something that
they
did
where
they...
The classic one from further back, I think the 60s or the 70s, when banks went computerized.
Mm.
And someone, there was a guy at the bank who set it up so that for every transaction, a fraction of a cent went into an account.
Yeah.
And then he was like, holy shit, that's a lot of money. He ended up with, I don't know if it was millions. I think it was millions.
Very, very quickly.
Very quickly.
Extremely quickly.
And they, like, he was one of those where they, like, went to his house and they were like, your bank teller Where'd you get the Ferrari, you know, and like the room filled with electronic equipment and the boat and the...
Oh, I thought it got like tipped off electronically because suddenly he had an account with millions of dollars in it.
No, I think
overnight.
I don't think so.
The spending that tipped them off.
I think it was they went there investigating him anyway.
Right.
To ask him a couple of questions if he knew about it or whatever. And they were like, wow, look at this.
And
look
rather
what this guy's
than,
got.
Than being him looking very innocent and like saying, oh, I don't know how that happened. Like,
they walked up to the house and were like, I think maybe this is our guy. He comes strutting out in gold shoes. Oh, man.
The criminals
giving themselves away. It's good of them.
Right.
That makes me think of news items. Have you got another one?
I do have another one.
Hooray for weird news items. It's weird, it's wild, it's wacky, it's not Wednesday. It's another crazy news item brought to you by the lovely and talented Miss Emma Gleason. Right now.
All right. So I do have some news items. I've been collecting smaller ones about incompetent criminals.
All right. Well, maybe we'll have to do a special one of those.
Yeah, but I also have a different one that I was preparing.
Yeah, whatever you were planning on.
Okay, let's
we could do
that.
Like a special about dumb criminals at some point.
And Guinness records of crazy Guinness Book records.
Oh, I love those.
Okay, maybe that'll be.
We'll do one of those next episode.
It's kind of astounding how many crazy news stories there are out there every time I look.
It's never ending. That's why it works as a segment. There's always something there. Yeah. There's always many things there.
Yeah.
And they're always entertaining. What have you got? What do we got this week, babe?
Okay, so NASA funded a study to do some new research. They, for the very first time, plants were grown in moon soil.
Moon soil?
Yeah.
Soil taken from the moon.
Yeah.
Brought back to Earth.
Yes.
And they were like, let's grow some stuff in it.
Yep.
Huh.
It happened.
How interesting.
Quite some
Why?
Time ago.
I wonder they must have studied it and thought, well, maybe this would be good for growth or.
Well,
that's so cool. Moon soil.
The idea is that eventually people will be able to be on the moon and grow food on the moon to sustain themselves and stay there longer.
Right.
They're wanting to send people up to the moon again soon.
I'll be going pretty late in that game. there's going to be some successful farming going on before I sign up for that trip.
Yeah, the studies.
Water. We'll need water for one thing.
Well, then another story, and I didn't get time to look into it into great detail, but another study is looking into how there are the components in the soil on the moon to be able to make oxygen on the moon. So in the past, any oxygen that's they've had on the moon, they've taken with them, been manufactured.
Right, but you could make it
here
there.
On Earth, of course, but now they think that they might
be
able to.
It's not that far. It's only 243,000 miles away.
You can just duck back for some more
just
oxygen
shoot right up there.
If you.
Yeah. Holy moly. Okay, but, so they brought some moon stuff back.
Yep, and here's the people.
A little pathfinder or a little like, do we know how the soil was brought back?
It was brought back 50 years ago.
Okay.
This soil.
Right.
Like, and NASA just released it to this university and said, okay, you guys can now, they gave them a few ounces.
It's 50 years old. It's technically Earth soil now. It's been here for 50 years. I'm sure it was locked up. So that's really interesting. Like, all right, let's grow some moon weed, man.
Yep. I'm sorry. I was apologizing in the comments to you last week.
It's all right. I'm making lots of jokes and you're researching.
And I'm reading and trying to find all my facts and stuff here. And
it's totally fine, love. Totally fine.
Not always getting your jokes. But on the multiple missions, I didn't realize how many missions there were to the moon until recently.
Well, there was 13, right? Apollo 13. 13 missions into space. How many went to the moon?
I don't know. I didn't get around to that. So to be continued, maybe next week I'll tell you more about that.
Okay. People will know. People are right now, people are typing.
There was a few.
This is how many there were.
Anyway, and they brought back this soil. And guess what they grew in it? Do you recognize this? I'm going to call it weed.
No, it looks familiar, but I don't know it by name. What is it?
Gosh, I've lost the name of it. Something cress. I can only see the scientific name.
Not watercress.
No, but as you know, we have plenty of it around the yard.
Yeah, it looks like stuff that we would.
Yeah, and
you know, be like, oh, we got to get that out of the lawn.
Yeah, and it grows like really early in the year when it's cold. It kicks in, and maybe that's why it's so hardy. That they chose that to grow in the soil. And it shoots these little tiny, like it has the long, thin seeds on it.
Oh, right.
And when they dry and you touch the plant,
bling.
Yep. You
they
walk
shoot
through
all
it.
Over the
they
place.
Go flying. And if you're trying to weed them from the base.
Oh, it's that stuff.
Yeah,
okay.
They fly and they hit you in the face.
It's not nut grass.
In the face.
It's a different thing.
No.
Yeah, they fly everywhere. It's like you got to get to those before they get to that state or there's no keeping them out.
It's called thalecress is the common name.
Thalecress.
For it. There you go.
All right. Cool. So why did they choose to grow that, I wonder? Because hardy, you're suggesting.
I guess. They didn't say why they picked that.
Like, why don't you grow, like, some vegetables or something?
Yeah, I think they want to start something.
Start, like, something that's going to survive.
Yeah. So it's
really cool, though.
It survived for a little while, like a week, and then it sort of, like, petered out and stuff. But, like, this soil.
Well, wouldn't they know by testing the soil, like, yeah, this we could grow stuff in this, or we can't.
There's a lot of nutrients in it. There's a lot of glass in the soil on the moon, apparently, and that was like damaging the astronauts' suits.
The bottom of their like sharp shards of glass.
Yeah, I don't know how
sharp it was. I can't believe that there's so much litter on the moon.
It was from meteors hitting the moon. Apparently, and it created this glass, and some of it blew up into the...
I wonder if that's like sand. Like, if sand gets heated to a certain point, it makes glass, right?
Yes.
If lightning hits a beach...
Yeah, yeah.
Or shoots up from a beach, rather.
Yeah.
It leaves a disc of glass. Like a rough disc of glass. I wonder if that's a similar thing that's leaving glass all over the moon.
And then those, like, things that go down into the
sand, spikes,
you can dig them out. So cool.
So cool, yeah.
Amazing. But yeah, some of it got blown up into the lunar module, and you know, that was an issue for them. But it's also been exposed to radiation, for like space radiation and stuff on the moon. So it's a bit.
The soil has.
Yeah.
So maybe we should not have brought it back. There's a superhero origin story in here somewhere.
Absolutely.
Moon Man. Born of the radioactive soil from the moon.
They call it harsh moon dirt.
Harsh moon dirt. That's going to be a strain of weed pretty soon. Harsh moon dirt, available at your local drug dealer's vending spot.
Yeah. So
cool. That's very interesting, babe. NASA. Doing good stuff. I think the new telescope is out there.
Right.
The one that followed the Hubble. Pretty interesting. I did shows in D.C., and a woman who opened the shows worked for NASA and said, hey, you could come and see the new telescope while it's being built. I think it's called the Rose. Maybe it's not the Rose. But I think I'd have a hard time going to see it now as it's thousands of miles out in space. Wish that had happened. Thanks, COVID.
Yeah.
Another thing you took from me that I'll never get back.
That sucks.
Tested negative today, and I think that means it's time for another beverage. Woohoo! Cash cab drive-by, folks. This will be the last one of tonight's episode because we are already an hour and 3 minutes in, babe. Can you believe that? Take a drink if you drink, folks. Toast yourself and those around you. Cheers to you. You've made it through. No matter what you do, cheers to you and to me and to us. Can't believe we're on episode 17.
Yeah.
I feel good about it.
Good.
I feel very good about it. Numbers are up on YouTube, everybody, so another toast to that.
Yeah, thank you for all the support, guys. It's been amazing. All the likes and comments. And
all the nice things that you guys say.
Everything.
The likes, the comments, the purchasing of items from the Shopify store.
Means so much to
really,
us.
Really, really, really appreciate that stuff.
Yeah, and all the well wishes while we've been sick. Like, it's just been really, really sweet and amazing, and I feel very supported.
I do too. It's really nice.
Yeah.
It's nice to know you guys are out there.
Yeah.
And that you care about us.
Yes.
Genuinely.
Yeah. It means, I mean, there are several times when...
It sounded sarcastic. I didn't mean to.
When we say, like, oh, is it really worth it? When life gets busy doing the show.
Yeah, it's like, oh.
Knowing that you guys would be disappointed if we didn't, honestly, is like what really keeps us going.
And that it's growing. And that we're doing a good thing for people. You know, that makes it worthwhile. We do question it, though, when we're sick and we're...
And you're getting ready to go away again. And
yeah.
The yard's getting overgrown at
it
the
is
moment.
Getting, the yard is getting a bit overgrown at the moment.
Mm.
We're debating. We're thinking about buying, like, a fancy ride-on electric mower. Because we're all electric with the yard work. And whatever we can be with. Car, too. We're thinking about getting robot mowers, but we have two areas because we have a fence for the Sparky Barky.
Mm-hmm.
So we'd have to get two of them.
Yeah.
Two robo mowers. But, you know, compared to the cost of paying for landscaping,
yeah,
it's pretty reasonable. So that's kind of the way we're leaning. Let us know your thoughts.
I was going to say, if anyone has one and it's worked for them.
We had one worked for us, but then it bricked. When I tried to update it, which was a mistake. But I think they've improved a lot since then.
Yeah, it was some years back now.
That was many, many moons ago. Well, you know, like 4 years ago, something like that.
Uh-huh.
I'm sure people are going to be writing in with their tips. People have tips about everything. Kowalski sent us a whole breakdown of how to go to the Home Depot and make sure that you get everything that you want. He's got a whole game plan. It's in the comments.
Oh, my goodness.
Very helpful, but it ruins my bit, Dave.
Nobody has that for IKEA, though, right?
I don't know.
There's no way to...
I don't know. Kowalski might have something for IKEA,
okay,
too.
If you have something for IKEA, let me know, and I might go back there again sometime when I drop Ben off at the airport.
Because their IKEA, I don't know if they have if they're set up as well as Home Depot is as far as their website and everything.
Oh.
Because that's what...
That's the solution.
Is that you put everything into the cart... online,
mm-hmm.
And you select your only shopping things that they actually have in the store,
mm-hmm.
And you put everything that you're going to buy into the cart online,
yeah.
And then you go through the store; it'll even direct you to them,
yeah.
The app,
nice.
And as you put them in your real cart, you take them out of the virtual cart. This is Kowalski's plan.
Oh, I love it!
And then by the end of it, you've got all the stuff on your list, and then you just get the hell out of it. You don't slow down.
You don't look around.
You just go.
You do not collect $200.
Do not collect $200.
I'd love
to
do that.
he's got a serious plan.
You know what? Target could be that way, but their website, I'm sorry, Target, sucks.
Well, IKEA famously did not have a great website either.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so...
Yeah.
I don't know if that'll work at IKEA, babe, or not, but that's fine.
You can do a list. They have some list thing there. It's just getting through the store and getting out. It just, like,
right. Yeah, then you're out at the loading dock. But you can watch Cash Cab.
What?
One of the EPs from Lion was at IKEA waiting for stuff to be delivered, and they had a screen there, and Cash Cab was on.
That's
she was like,
crazy.
You gotta be kidding me.
Oh my
She's
God.
Eating Swedish meatballs and watching Cash Cab, waiting for her gefluften end table. All right, upcoming dates, guys. DC Comedy Loft in Washington, D.C., July 28th through 30th. Before that, actually, I'll be at Jenkinson's on the Pier down in Point Pleasant, New Jersey on the 19th of July.
Ah.
One show only, and I think it's like a Tuesday night. I haven't added it to the website yet, but it'll be up there pretty soon. Next up after that is August, Tacoma Comedy Club in Tacoma, Washington, August 12th and 13th. Ridley's Comedy Castle in Royal Oak, Michigan, November 11th and 12th. Skyline Comedy Club in Appleton, Wisconsin, December 2nd and 3rd. And in June and July and August and September, when I am around here, I am going to be doing spots in New York City.
Nice.
At the Comedy Cellar. So if you guys want to see me in New York, check their lineup.
Awesome.
I will be on it. Or I'll try to give you a little heads up, maybe. Those are usually kind of last minute, though.
Yeah.
Check out the Spotify. Check out the Shopify page. Same stuff is up there that you guys know and love. Thank you so much for your orders. People have been ordering a lot of stuff. We sold some underwear. We sold a cap. We sold a bunch of different things.
Awesome.
Another Your T-Shirt Killed My Life T-Shirt. I believe Mark is out there sporting a Keep Your Ass Clean T-Shirt, which I like. But so, yeah, thanks for those, guys. Part of the proceeds go to Share Our Strength, and plastics get pulled from the ocean every time you guys buy something from our Shopify store. And that alone makes it worth doing this show. Just that, all by itself. So thank you for that, guys.
Very cool.
And we're getting on here, babe. It's quarter after.
Okay.
It's quarter after the hour almost, so I think it's time for Sunday.
Oh, okay.
Or do you want to do another viewer question?
Did you want to?
Let's do one more viewer question.
Okay.
We don't want to shortchange you guys. We know how you love it.
Okay.
It's viewer questions, folks. It's the time of the show when we take a question from a viewer and answer it and then give it back. Viewer question number two.
Okay. There were a lot of questions, and I will get to them all.
Oh, yeah. We've got plenty of episodes to go.
But Concon asked...
Concon.
Has Emma ever thought of going up on an open mic night?
Oh.
And he's number one. He has a number two.
He has two. This is a two-parter.
Yes.
All right. So question number one, have you ever thought about it?
Yeah, I clarified, and he did mean stand-up. And absolutely. Well, I might have thought about it, but
I'm thinking about it right now.
In that, like, how crazy would that be kind of way. I do not wish to do stand-up comedy.
Well, there you go, Concon.
Yeah, I think about it in terms of, you know, I'm an actress by training, but like it's such a different beast. The very first time I went to like a club with Ben and saw him, the first time I was backstage with you before. The other time I was like out front, I think. But I remember being with you and being behind and like, you know, the person before you was on doing their bit and you were about to go up. And I was like, I can get out of the way. I can, like, and you're like, no, it's fine. And I'm like, do you need some space? Do you need some time? Like, as an actress, you get into the theater, like, way ahead of time. You're doing your physical warm-ups. You're getting out on the stage. You're checking your props. You're doing your vocal warm-ups. You're doing your makeup. Like, there's a lot of preparation beforehand. Before you go out and go on stage.
Right.
I would never go on stage You're without like, doing all that prep. And you
I'm
just
give
like,
you some time before you up. I'm like, huh? No. I'm preparing right now. No, I'm usually just like maybe a few minutes within the hour before. I will take 5 to 10 minutes and organize my thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
But then, you know, like or right before.
Maybe check a piece of paper.
Yeah.
Sometimes. I think your prep is more like going to the gym.
It is.
Exercising, eating, having a shower, like at the hotel before you go
and then
stuff.
A little bit of a beer. So it's just like it's about the routine that kind of gets me in the right place mentally.
Right.
And then it's like go out there and be a clown now.
Yeah.
Go out and be silly now.
But for me, but that's like the last little bit. And then before that, like, you know, there's been weeks of rehearsals.
Right. For acting.
For a play. You know, if you're doing something live. But I just can't imagine like, and I don't want to write my own lines, honestly.
That's so interesting
that I haven't
to me.
Done improv.
I only want to. Like, I can't stand other people's lines.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter who they are. I'm sure they're good. Whatever. I can't deal. I'm like, I'd rather make up my own my own stuff. But that's just because I'm used to it, I guess.
Yeah.
But so you never thought about it. That to answer your question,
Concon. I kind of thought.
She thought maybe about it, but she has no intention of ever doing
Sometimes
it.
Sometimes I write little bits in my head, but like I'm not going on stage and delivering them for anyone. And sometimes I do have an issue with female comedians and wish there were female comedians out there that did stuff that wasn't just crass. I would like...
Right.
That's the only time I have a little fantasy about going out and representing women and showing that women can be funny without having to be vulgar and crass and just leaning on shock value. Like, yeah. I think it's a crutch and...
Yeah. It's not just women, but it's definitely female comedians too.
Yeah, but I feel like the majority
of
them...
A lot of comics do that stuff.
Yeah, a lot do. But, like, and you know what?
A nervous laugh is still a laugh, right?
Yeah, but, like, to me, that's what the boys did when I was, like, 13 at school. Mm. That's how they got laughs, and I still didn't even find it very funny then.
Right.
Or even, you know, younger, when you're, like, in preschool and the poo-poo and the wee-wee, like, right. jokes. Like, it doesn't make me laugh. I don't think it really made me laugh then, and it doesn't make me laugh now.
Yep.
I wanted...
So sometimes you're inspired to do it because you're like, it doesn't have to be like this.
Yes.
Yeah.
But there is no way in hell that I think that I am funny enough or like fast enough or witty enough to be a stand-up comedian.
Oh, you have your moments, dear.
Just to me, that's the hardest job in the world. And I do take my hat off to anyone who ever does that kind of stuff.
Thanks, babe.
I would maybe do an open mic singing or something one day, but not.
Ooh, you can do that. They have those.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll play guitar and you sing.
That sounds fun.
I think everybody's going to be up for that. All right. Excellent question. Thanks. Great answer, babe. Very interesting stuff.
Okay.
You're pretty naked up there as a comedian, so I totally get it. I still have my moments where I'm just like, oh boy, here we go.
Yeah.
But yeah. So today, like most other days of the year, is undoubtedly several different bizarro holidays, and we are about to honor them in a segment we call Sunday's Sunday Sunday. Yeah! Let's blow it up! And boom! Sunday, Sunday, Sunday is brought to you by someone, maybe, at some point.
Hmm.
What have you got for us, babe?
Okay, I have World Paloma Day.
World Paloma Day.
Mm-hmm.
For maybe the first time, I literally have no idea what that even means.
Okay, a paloma is... It's the Mexican,
It's the Mexican...
National drink of Mexico. Thank you.
Oh, really?
The Mexican national drink.
I thought that was cerveza.
Paloma.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Paloma Day. All right, cool.
This is an alcoholic drink. If I could,
If you could, you would like to sample a paloma?
Yeah.
Because you've read about what's in it?
Yeah, I do like tequila. Mm. And I love that out of all the alcohols, tequila is the only, what's it called? I used to always say it.
A mood lifter.
Yeah.
Instead of a depressant.
It's the only one that's not a depressant.
Yeah.
I heard.
Which is amazing.
Yeah.
And it's probably bullshit, but it sounds great.
My aim is to one day, be done with migraines and be able to, have a drink here and there again. I had a little red wine when we were away.
You did.
It was very nice.
Really let loose.
Really good.
She was hammered.
On a few sips. So grapefruit soda. I would like it with just grapefruit juice, I think.
Right.
Tequila and some lime.
That sounds really good.
Yeah, doesn't it?
Grapefruit soda, tequila, and lime. A paloma.
Yeah, I think grapefruit. And so,
No, this is an American holiday or a Mexican holiday or...
It's World Paloma Day.
It's World Paloma Day. Nice.
Because it is actually becoming more popular here in the U.S. Not very
known. I feel like it's going to be the next big thing.
Yeah.
Next Moscow Mule.
Oh.
People are ordering those all of a sudden. It's weird how things trend like that.
Yeah.
You know?
I didn't know
all of a sudden everybody's getting Moscow Mules. We're like, what?
Right.
Why? Why is bacon suddenly smoked with applewood everywhere you go? Why?
I think it was thinking Caipirinha or
What? Yeah, I was thinking that too.
Oh, what was the other muddled one that everyone drank with the...
The mojito?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, they got just Caparina. Suddenly everywhere.
I like that. I don't know what it is, but I like it. All right, World Paloma Day.
All right. Aviation Maintenance Technician Day.
Oh, I love that one.
I do too, because I think...
I salute you every day.
Absolutely.
You are protecting me.
Yeah.
So I salute you, Aviation. Aviation.
Aviation Nation.
Aviation Maintenance Technician. Aviation Nation. I appreciate you guys.
Yeah.
All right, awesome.
Yeah,
that
and
one
I
needs
appreciate
no explanation.
Them as you are about to embark on more flights.
As we embark on flight after flight after flight.
Okay.
We say thank you to the Aviation Nation.
And, Towel Day.
Towel Day.
And I know that we have some viewers who are big fans of Douglas Adams and The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
We sure do, yeah.
Now,
how is that connected?
So it's an annual holiday created to celebrate him. I don't understand why, but it's...
he was very sweaty.
No.
He rarely showered.
It's I don't understand why it's celebrated 2 weeks after his death.
Oh.
The date of after his death.
Wait, no,
someone might be able
again?
To say Douglas Adams.
Douglas Adams. 2 weeks after his death, Towel Day.
Yeah. But it was here we go. I'm gonna get these words out.
Okay.
It said that the towel holds much importance in that book, and he wrote about towels as being the most helpful item for an interstellar traveler.
Huh. Interesting.
He says, a towel is a massively useful thing for an interstellar hitchhiker. Partly, it was of great practical value. You can wrap it around you for warmth. As you bound across the cold moons of Jaglan Beta, you can lie on it, and I'm not going to go into it, but all the others. But like,
but there's many uses.
Yeah, and I feel
for the interstellar traveler.
Yep, and I feel like I like this one just because,
interesting.
Like, there's a lot of uses for a towel here.
There are.
Towels yep. are great things.
Towels are great things. Where would we be without them?
Yeah, I love a good towel.
We'd be wet. That's where we'd be. We'd be all wet.
But the way you celebrate this day is you fans carry towels around them, around with them everywhere they go on the day in memory.
Interesting.
Of him. Yeah.
All right. Cool.
Funny. It says he suffered a sudden heart attack. To me, and I was like, oh, that's it. At the age of 49. Why would they not say he died? Like, you don't suffer a heart attack. And
well, you do.
Like, well, yeah, some
maybe
people,
it kills
some
you, maybe
do,
it doesn't.
But wouldn't you? But if you died from it, do you really suffer a heart attack, or do you just die from it? Like,
yeah, well, I guess you suffer it and then you die.
Sure, but the more pertinent.
But I feel like they're all sudden.
Right, but the more pertinent.
No one's like planning. Heart attack Thursday at 4:00. Plenty of time to get ready.
Right. But isn't the more pertinent information that he died from it?
I would think so.
Like. It was to me, I'm like...
They would say he suffered a fatal heart attack.
Right.
But they did not say that.
Yeah. And honestly...
They said if it weren't for the towel, it would have gotten him.
Yeah. I just
Well, it's a shame. He's very young.
Yeah.
People are big fans.
Yeah. Yeah, it is a shame for those people who are such fans.
And for him.
He could have written more.
Yeah.
Well, not for him. He's in the... I believe he's whooping it up now.
You think?
Yeah.
He's like flying around with a towel on, laughing it up.
Yeah.
He's interstellar traveler.
Interstellar
extraordinaire.
Yeah.
I love it. That's a perfect thought. All right, folks, here we go.
This weekend, one day only. Celebrate World Paloma Day by drinking palomas. It's Mexican and it's delicious, so have one or two or three, and then towel yourself off because it's Towel Day. I hope you don't have a heart attack. And you shouldn't. You should feel totally safe because today we're celebrating aviation maintenance technicians. Thank you for all you do.
Woo! Very nice, babe.
Oh, that was a fun one.
Very nice.
That was a fun one. Fun, fun, fun. Wow, I can't believe we've done another episode here, babe.
Me either.
Well, well done. Guys, thank you so much for listening / watching and all your purchases and donations and beers that you bought and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Keep them coming. Sign up for to be a patron if you like, guys. We do need to start earning something to keep this show going. So all your help is appreciated and welcome. What else can they do? Oh, they can Venmo tips, right?
Yeah.
You can. What is it called on YouTube where they can do it? Where
it's called a thanks, and there's a little heart with a dollar sign in it.
Little heart with a dollar sign. Click on that, guys, if you want to do something to help or make a purchase from the Shopify store, or come out and see a live show. We got those happening again, and hopefully I'll have some more on the docket next time we see you guys.
And something you guys can do for free that you have been doing that we appreciate so much is just giving a thumbs up.
Yes, thanks for all the thumbs up and the shares and the subscriptions and all that.
And the comments.
Those help a lot.
That's huge.
So we're moving in the right direction.
Big difference, and helps other people who would like the show find it.
Yep.
So, yeah.
Totally.
Yeah.
Thanks so much, you guys.
Thank you, guys.
This has been episode number 17 of The Big New Show. I'm Ben Bailey.
And I'm Emma Gleason.
And we'll see you next week. We won't see you. This week's movie quote was from Stand By Me, Richard Dreyfuss as Gordy LaChance, grown up.